people were already leaving San Francisco before the pandemic. It's just too expensive. The city's beautiful. I worked there for a while. It's just a wonderful place, but it's not realistic for the majority of people to live.
I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. We help people to navigate the future of work, to work that is profound, protects the planet, empowers people and communities, and is fun to do, meaningful work. The stories that our guests tell and the insights that they provide will inspire you to connect with work and experiences that stoke your passions and make the world a better place. For the future of work is meaningful work. During May 2021, we step back from our usual guest interviews to focus on the mission of the Dan Smolin Experience, to help people find success and enjoyment in the work that they do and hope to do. When I established the Dan Smolin Experience at the beginning of 2018, I had in mind a career journey model that looks like strands of DNA, made up of countless combinations of four components. And while our DNA were predetermined at conception, the strands of our career empowerment DNA are determined by us throughout our working lives. We get to choose what they are. The four career journey components we see that get people to blissful work and career experiences are dream, explore, strategize, and act. First, we encourage people of all ages, backgrounds, and levels of education and training to dream about the kind of work that they believe will make them happy and well-purposed. Next, we guide them to explore opportunities to do the work that they dream about. Then we focus them to strategize, to align with the skill and experience needed to do the work and opportunities of their choosing. And last, we prod them to act, to seize on the opportunities to do the work of their dreams. We believe the key to success is intentionality, allowing dreams, explorations, strategies, and actions to happen fluidly. To truly be successful in the future of work, we must be career intentional about dreaming, exploring, strategizing, and acting throughout our lives. You can find useful and actionable podcast episodes and blog posts on dansmolin.com. Use the spyglass to search for dream, explore, strategize, and act. And when on the site, make sure you sign up for our free newsletter. Just click the newsletter tab on the top of our webpage, then click subscribe, and you'll be on your way. In a dynamic future of work, agility is key, and our ever-changing dreams can help us align with future success. So now you know the four components of our career journey model. Last week, we discussed the third of them, strategizing. In this episode, we focus on the fourth component, acting. As I recalled in my last episode, I employed strategy early on in my career to overcome a bad entry-level job market and to compensate for my limited skill and experience in the field of direct marketing. With the guidance of a wonderful friend and mentor, Professor Howard Kogan at Ithaca College, I used my first professional job to develop the specialized skill and experience that I needed to scale a career in direct marketing. And at just 24 years old, I got my dream job at an agency with lots of consumer product clients. It was like being in a candy store. But looking back, I benefited most from deliberate action, seizing opportunities to build my professional career. That meant volunteering often to do overnight press okays to review and approve my clients' sophisticated direct mail pieces. They exposed me to the latest technology and practices, and that rendered me knowledgeable of my specialized craft and useful to my clients. I also jumped at opportunities to attend trade shows where I networked with thousands of interesting and talented people in my industry. But perhaps most important, I used my lifelong skill as a writer to extend my thought leadership to build my personal brand on social media. Seizing career advancement opportunities has served me well across all four of my career acts. My first big career break also fulfilled the desire that my wife and I had to move to an interesting but far away part of the country. We're East Coasters, and my first agency job relocated us to Minneapolis. Culturally speaking, Minneapolis was different than any place that we had ever experienced. We became first tenants in a brand new luxury high-rise apartment that was along the city's famous Nicollet Mall shopping district. Fans of the Mary Tyler Moore Show know that place from the show's opening credits. That's where Mary famously tossed her hat in the air. On weekends, we explored our new city by foot, enjoyed brunch at great restaurants, took in world-class theater, toured amazing arts venues, and kayaked most of the city's famous lakes. The pace of life in Minneapolis was easy. Our neighbors were friendly, the quality of life superb, and perhaps best of all, we watched from the stands as the Minnesota Twins won their first World Series. My four-act career has given me a unique perspective on professional development, and it helps me to real-time reimagine the work that we all hope to do, meaningful work. What is more, my 20 years in executive recruiting exposed me to people who jump at sudden career opportunities out of basic need. In other words, they need immediate cash flow to survive. Or perhaps they had to escape a toxic work situation. We all have to eat, and we all need shelter. So sudden career moves are sometimes necessary in our lifetime of work. But even when money and volatility aren't drivers for a career change, people may act impulsively, because that's what people do. When I was a young adult, my mom admonished me to never go grocery shopping on an empty stomach. "You'll buy things you don't need," she'd say. The moral I took from mom's sage advice was this: plan your future career actions carefully and stick to a plan. In other words, it's always best to be a passive candidate for career advancement. Career actions can happen quickly, but they are best executed carefully and deliberately to help us grow and scale our careers and meet and exceed our professional goals. But now, to have a meaningful career also means creating a meaningful life made to order, living in a wonderful and supportive community. And for some, that means moving out of crowded and expensive cities for suburbs, small towns, and remote rural places. Earlier this year, we spoke with Marty Constant. Marty is a workplace futurist with Constant Change. She helps people to find and do meaningful work. In this segment from our podcast interview, recorded in February 2021, Marty and I discuss how people may now work from anywhere, intentionally finding great communities to fully live lives that include work. As such, people are achieving an important future of work aim to make work part of the day and not the entire day. Do give it a listen. You know, you made me think about one of the things that in the future of work is in my dreams, and that is helping people return to the localities maybe where they grew up. You talk about the Midwest. Here in Northern Virginia, to the southeast of us, is the Northern Neck of Virginia. It's this long peninsula that has been emptied of its creative talent. People aren't working on farms anywhere on the Northern Neck the way they used to. And they're going to professional work, maybe in Richmond, or maybe in New York, or maybe in Chicago, where you are. People want to return to wonderful places where they can raise families, have a sense of community. And I think this is a future of work angle. What do you think about that?
Again, our futures were accelerated a year ago, and that started happening as a significant trend. People were already leaving San Francisco before the pandemic. It's just too expensive. The city is beautiful. I worked there for a while. It's just a wonderful place, but it's not realistic for the majority of people to live. So I think that they were leaving by great numbers. I had some family members that left there before the pandemic for that very reason. You know, they go to Colorado, they go to Montana, they're going to a lot of smaller towns. Heck, I even thought about it 6 months ago. I am not going to move to a small town. I really love where I'm living, but I know that a lot of people do that are raising families and see a different life for themselves. And the numbers support everything. I don't know much about the area in Virginia that you're talking about, but all of the articles that I read about it, they cited about 30 or 40 small cities and towns that are doing very well because of it. I mean, I have family that has moved to Tennessee, you know, in smaller locations and in a city like Nashville, which is smaller than Chicago. But there's the outer regions of Tennessee that are affordable, and there's a lot of artist colonies and creativity that are going on. And we've seen it going on in Texas for years around the Austin area. But now we're seeing in these smaller towns like Whitefish, Montana.
Right. And if you grew up in Whitefish, Montana, and you really like that lifestyle, and let's say you're working in San Francisco, and like you said, it's freaking expensive to live and work there. I mean, at probably the end of the year, you're earning less than you're costing yourself. And so if you had the opportunity, if the demand driver wasn't to put you in a big city where the company's headquarters is, and you could work wherever you wanted, and you could, in exchange, have the life that you wanted to, have the opportunity to go out and walk or hike and smell fresh air and look at the flowers and decompress from maybe the stressors that you have during the day, that I think would be a win-win to companies, because guess what? You're not as sick as you used to be, and now you don't cost as much from a health insurance standpoint. We don't think like that, and I think it's a future of work frame that corporate America needs to really think about and act upon.
Well, I always look to the West Coast for leadership in some of these big companies because they tend to make some of these decisions in the West and the East Coast, but particularly the West Coast, because I know something about the, you know, technology development there. But I do think that the companies within the last year have all changed the way they have put out the signals to their employees that their salaries will be prorated for the areas that they live in. Some may say, oh, that's not fair, but it is because this is an economic equation. Companies can't exist. They've taken big hits. We want them to succeed. We may think of them as companies that may not be always looking out for us in the best way, but if they don't exist, we don't exist, even as consultants and contractors. Their success is our success. So they need to accommodate this. So I would say, have at it. There's lots of places, you know, there's Des Moines, Iowa, there's places in Wisconsin or Minnesota or, you know, Mississippi, where you can go live the life that you want to lead. But just know that you're likely not going to be able to sustain a high salary that you may have gotten in a city like New York or San Francisco.
But maybe that doesn't matter. If you're getting the life that you want, it will even out in the end. I think you're onto something there, Marty. And maybe that becomes the linchpin to creating a sustainable distributed workforce that works for companies.
Right. I mean, I love the idea and the analogy of distributed. We started out with distributed networks with the internet. We started out with the way that we engage with people in a distributed way. And it's just something that works, and it's going to continue to be so. And it's incumbent upon us as the workers and collaborators to make certain that it doesn't get too disparate or disconnected. It's up to us to be the connectors. And I think the big opportunities for consultants right now are really the leadership in the hybrid management of the hybrid work teams. And so as we figure that one out, I mean, we know that we physically are separated now, and it will forever be that way. That is our back to the future scenario for us. But that's where a lot of opportunities are going to come with the optimization of those distributed teams.
Links to Marty Constant's social media are included in the show notes for this episode at dansmolin.com. Meantime, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get them, or listen to current and past episodes on our website at dansmolin.com. And please take a moment to positively rate and comment wherever you listen to this podcast, because that helps us to connect with new listeners. I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. Thank you for joining us on an amazing journey to the future of work doing meaningful work. And do remember this, our best days lie ahead. Let's connect again next week.